It's Sunday morning and you're listening to Beat. Lent is almost over, so time for this.
Dishing It Out with Dana on the Sunday Grill.
Dana Carney is back in studio after a short sabbatical from the Sunday Grill. Dana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aoife. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. So, Lent is over. Not everyone obviously adheres to Lent, but there is that tradition of eating some sweet treats at Easter time. And you have, I will say, I have proof, award-winning dishes for us this Sunday morning. Tell us, first of all, what is the first baked item you have?
So the very first item this morning is Kinder cookies. I don't bake, right? But I bake at Christmas. That's the only time I bake.
So Dana is only a special occasion baker.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So there was a bake-off in Beat on Thursday and I can confirm that I won.
Woo!
Now, there was only four dishes to choose from, but I was triumphant in that. So
the award-winning Dana Carney is here with her Kinder cookie recipe?
Kinder cookies, yeah.
Okay, so what do we need? Are there many ingredients required?
Not many. You obviously have to make your cookie dough, and then it's, instead of chocolate chips, you're putting in Kinder chocolate.
So are we talking the little Kinder bars, the mini Kinder bars?
Yes, those little tiny ones that have the milk chocolate on the inside and the white chocolate on the inside and the milk chocolate on the outside. But we also add a Kinder Bueno to the top of it, but not through it.
Okay, start from scratch. Step one.
So step one, you have to add your butter and sugars to a bowl and beat them until creamy. Now, it would be a lot easier if you had a mixer. I don't have a mixer, so it's just a lot harder.
But she just had to put her elbow into it.
Do it the old fashioned way. So you need 125 grams of unsalted butter, 100 grams of light brown sugar and 75 grams of white granulated sugar.
So a mix of the brown and the white.
Yeah.
Mix that up.
The brown sugar kind of gives it a bit more of a caramelly taste, and then the white sugar is like sweeter. So it's kind of a nice little mix of both of them. Make sure your butter is room temperature because you will not mix that if it's from the fridge.
You'd have a job.
You might need to put into the microwave for 10 seconds or something. So you mix those up and you get a little paste, and then you add in your egg and your vanilla essence. So one egg and a teaspoon of vanilla essence, mix that up, and then you add your dry ingredients to your wet ingredients. So we have 300 grams of plain flour, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, or baking soda, we can call that as well. And then just 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt. So mix that up and don't. So I made a mistake when I made these at first, and because I felt like I couldn't really mix it properly with a spoon or with a wooden spoon, I kind of used my hands, but then it became the proper dough. So it's harder then to put the chocolate in afterwards. So just mix it so that it's kind of flaky, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And then add your chocolate, your Kinder chocolate to that, and break it up obviously into little pieces. Add that and then you can make it into kind of a more of a dough.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you can use your hands then. Just make sure they're clean.
Once all the ingredients are in, you mix it up, make it kind of flaky. Then you add the chocolate?
Then add the chocolate, yeah.
And then the chocolate is in the mix.
So then so it's all in the mix and you portion then out. So this recipe makes 12 cookies. So you portion out 12 of them. You can weigh them if you want. So around 80 grams per cookie. Put them into little balls. Don't make them into flat cookies yet. Put them into balls. And then you can pop them in the fridge for an hour, or the freezer for half an hour. Or if you want, like last week when I did it on Thursday, or during the week when I did it on Thursday, Wednesday night, I popped them into the fridge, put some cling film on them, and then took them out on Thursday morning to pop them in the oven.
Oh, so she really went all out to win this award.
I did.
And although I have a bit of a cold at the moment, I can confirm the smell was divine, the taste was divine, and so divine was it that there wasn't a scrap left for anyone to try.
I'll just say as well that just to pop them into the oven for about 10 minutes. Now, I put a timer on for 8 minutes just to double check them because you don't want them to be overdone. I like my cookies a little bit underdone, I suppose, just so that you have that kind of gooey center. And 180 degrees, if your oven runs hot, just put it down a little bit. But 180 degrees for a fan oven.
Lovely. What else do you have for us for Easter?
Crunchy cheesecake.
I think you can't actually go wrong. Cheesecake is a cross-generational dish. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, it's not this modern thing that the grannies will be like, oh, Jesus, I don't know if I want to try that.
Yeah,
it's all ages. And then when you put a crunchy in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go on. Tell us what we need for this.
Obviously, you have the biscuit base. So 300 grams of digestives, 150 grams of unsalted butter. So you need to blitz the digestive biscuits in a food processor. Or if you want, with a
bag.
Old-fashioned
baited.
Way.
Yeah. Baited with
I was going to say, the old-fashioned way. To a fine crumb. And then melt the unsalted butter until it's liquid and mix it in with the biscuits. So then you pour that into the bottom of a deep springform tin. So for this recipe, you'd probably want to use an 8-inch or 20-centimetre tin. And you pop that into the freezer while you're making your cheesecake filling. So for the filling, then you have 250 grams of milk chocolate, 500 to 600 grams of full fat soft cream cheese or mascarpone, whichever you prefer, 125 grams of icing sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 300 mils of double cream and 200 to 250 grams of crunchies chopped up. So you'll melt your chocolate first, whatever way you want. If you want to do it in the microwave, sometimes that can end badly.
I tend to have the hot water bowl.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to do it. Then add the cream cheese, vanilla extract and icing sugar to a large bowl. Whisk that until it's lovely and smooth. Then you add the melted chocolate to the cream cheese. Mix until combined. It is so good. And then just add the double cream. And then that's it for that part. Pop your chopped crunchies into the mixture and then pop it into the biscuit base. And you need to refrigerate this for 5 to 6 hours or overnight again. And then for the best part, when you take the cheesecake out of the fridge, you pop on your crunchy spread just on top and then whip together the double cream and icing sugar to make whipped cream. Pipe that into swirls around the edge of the cheesecake. Decorate with the chunks of crunchy and pop some crushed crunchy on top.
The crushed crunchy is my favourite part.
Crushed crunchy, it's kind of hard
thing.
To say, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But yeah, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I do say so
myself. Sounds great. Yeah. As per usual, we will put Dana's beautiful recipes on the lifestyle section of our website, beat102103.com. Thank you, Dana, for joining us once again on the Sunday Grill.
Thanks, Aoife.